Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
together, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hari Bol. I want to welcome all of you for this afternoon session of day number 2. Today we will do some very, very important meditations and one experiment. I would like to start this session by requesting you to form partners or dyads, to turn to someone maybe you have not yet discussed with, and then I will tell you what to do. Is Malini Priya somewhere here? Oh, please. You have to decide who is partner A and who is partner B. Vijay, you have no partner. Coming. May I ask, who of you is partner A? Thank you. And who of you is partner B? Good. So that means everyone has found a partner, or is there someone partnerless? Who has no partner? So we need one for Dharma Group. There is someone. Dayal Nitai. Now, I would like you to discuss two things. Malini Priya, don't smile at you. I mean, it's nice if you smile at everyone, but she's just sitting there. Question one, what are your difficulties in concentration? What difficulties do you have when you want to concentrate? A little while ago, you all were in an inner space, and I must really congratulate you. I'm so absolutely impressed by you. I, I told the organizers, do you really think they are interested in Croatia and in a japa workshop? Isn't that something which requires too much attention to the detail, too much concentration, and so on? I mean, shouldn't we just eat pizza and do kirtan in Croatia? And they said, no, they're very serious. And I'm really seeing that. I'm really totally impressed. You are conquering my stone heart. Mm. So, this is the first question. And the second question is, how to overcome difficulties in concentration? And I request you that partner A will start with describing his difficulties in concentration. And partner B, very important that you listen, practices the art of emphatic listening. Hare Krishna. You know, it means you really listen. You don't judge the other person by saying, you need cough. I always knew it. You have the same difficulty as I have. You know, no, you practice, you know, emphatic listening is you try to really understand what are this devotee's difficulties in concentration. And then you lovingly offer from point two how to overcome his difficulties in concentration. You give some, let me say, some encouragement, some techniques maybe, some things. And then after 5 to 7 minutes, we will switch roles, and I will tell you how this looks when we switch roles. So who is partner A? Oh, very good. So you will now be requested. It's an exercise in honesty. Yes. To really describe what are your difficulties. Not someone else's difficulties. Your personal difficulties in concentration. And partner B, you do emphatic listening. No judgment. No laughing. Glupasti, bulalats. Just a very emphatic listening, you know. Huh? That's the exercise. So, please start now. Hare Krishna. Partners A, may I ask you, do you feel you have explained your difficulties in concentration enough, or do you need more time to explain them? Enough? Good. Now, partner B, you have listened emphatically. Please try to give partner A something which has helped you to overcome your own difficulties in concentration. Maybe something like an advice, but please, you have to be careful that it doesn't sound too much, you know, like beating him over the head. Yeah, clubbing. In Germany we have a word for advice, Ratschlag. You know, Rat is advice, but Schlag is not Schlagum, but it is, this is a Schlag, you know. To beat someone with an advice, you know, that is what the German word for Ratschlag. Ich gebe dir einen Ratschlag. You know, I give you an advice means in German, ich gebe dir einen Ratschlag. That means I take an advice and beat it over your head. This is not what we should do, but you should just feelingly say, maybe this helps you, why don't you try this? And as you listen, partner E to partner B, maybe you see, maybe there is some good advice in it. Start now, please. Haribo. Haribo, Haribo. May I ask partner A with the partner A's, did you get some useful advice?
Yes.
Yeah? Then we can now switch over. I want to request partner B to describe as honest and as complete as possible what are your difficulties in concentration. And partner A will just practice, emphatic listening behavior. Huh? Just he's all ears, huh? Without judging. So please, partner B, now go deep in your heart. You might get a good advice. You might leave this Jabber retreat just with this exercise, with a tip how to go best back to Godhead. Yeah? So please do this now. Hare Krishna, yes. So now I request, who was it? Please help me. Partner B, to really give your best, no, partner A, to give to partner B, oh my God, I'm so bad in these things, very good advice, something very practical, maybe something which helped you when you were in struggling with your concentration, and you did something, and that really helped you. No? So please tell something which you really feel will help your partner. I mean, he should come back to his house with your advice, and he should feel, wow, that really was the advice which Sangeeta gave me. Whew, now my chanting is never the same. Or Sridhar's advice was very good. You know, that was better than anything which Sachinanda Swami said, you know. So this is the advice we are looking for. Yes. Hare Krishna, please do it this now. Haribo, Hare Krishna. Thank you very, very, very much for sharing. It was just such a nice thing for me to see how you were talking with hands and with feet, and with your body language was extremely expressive. Yes. Bhakti Granda went like all of really very masterfully explained, Bhakti Granda Prabhu. So good. I would like to tell you something from our Vedic culture which will help you to really concentrate. It's something which we modern people have lost. It's a treasure which is known in all ancient cultures. And some sensual, let me say, modern researchers have found this out and have given it the name mindfulness. Others have called this in a little sensational way, be here now. That's a very famous book from the 60s, which helped many people to be more spiritual. It was one of the breakthrough books for many people. There are other people who have called this the power of now, you know, concentrating on the moment and so on. But really, what it all comes down to, or what it means, is the Vedic understanding that we only have the present time to live. You can't change what was in the past, nor can you absolutely plan and design what will come in the future. But you have some amount of authority over the moment in which you are now, and you can design this moment in a nice way, in the way which is most helpful for your spiritual ends. I would like to read you a little poem by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur about this. He said, "Forget the past that sleeps, and never the future dream at all, but act in times that are with thee, and progress thee shall call." I would like to translate this into modern English. It's a little old English. It means forget the past that sleeps, and you cannot never arise the past from its sleep. And don't dream of the future, but act in the time which is now with you, and as a result you will make progress. I'm sorry, but I wanted to look in the Bhagavatam and in other scriptures for verses which describe the same thing. Now, I had once made a collection of verses which describe this, but the collection is somewhere in one of my 10 bookshelves which I have in Berlin, and I couldn't find it. But I think this poem of Bhaktivinoda Thakur expresses it. Why be so much worried of the past? Or why make so much plans about the future? Life happens now. No? Life is not something in the past. Your life had a past, but you are not living in the past. You are now here. And why make so much plans and fears and anxieties about the future? Future means, at least we say in Germany, everything comes different than you planned it. That's the way the future is described. So I would like to make a few exercises with you which bring you into the present moment, because you know japa or our chanting always happens in the present moment. You can't influence your japa from the past, nor can you really plan what your japa in the future will be like. But I mean, you can make good plans, but maybe they come differently. But what you can do is you can bring your mind to this present moment and just bind the mind to the presence. Just like you were a couple of minutes ago in the discussion, and I was really impressed. I almost ran to join the discussion of Mahojwala, but then I saw the discussion of Bhakti Giranta and his partner, and I thought, well, let me be with in this discussion. I mean, when the arms go all over the place, it must be a big discussion, you know. But then I heard Krishna Jivani laughing like anything. Then I thought, maybe I'm allowed to join their discussion. And also, you know, like this, present. Be present. You were present in... now I want to train you, starting from today, to be present in each mantra. I feel if you have learned to be present in the sound of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, your whole chanting will be revolutionized and you will be just very happy. Let me just, before we start with the exercises, tell you how absolutely, I would say, dangerous is to be a person of the past or to be a person in the future and not live in the present. See, from the past we get all our conditionings. From the past we get our experiences. From the past we get our upbringing and the education which we had. From the past we get the stuff, you could say, which describes how we are. We are formed by many present moments which now are lying in the past. And you know, we ate in the past, now we have a body, our body has grown, you know, we listened to, we are products of the moments which are now in the past. Now, if you only rest your life on this, and you will always remain on a certain level. But if you do something which is out of the past, which is where you recognize the moment, your life will change. I would like to give you an example of my own life where I noticed it. See, I had heard that Prabhupada was in London, or would come to London, when I was, I think I was 15 years old, or maybe 16, I just can't remember. But I was relatively young, and I remember I desired to see him. Now, I had never in my life gone to London. I had never had the courage to interrupt my education for 2 weeks. You know, the trip would take me 2 weeks. I had never before gone to a country where I don't speak the language, you know, and I had never done something of such a significance without at least telling my parents and the close friends. I knew my parents and my close friends would try to stop me because my grandfather was in the process of giving up his body. So I had never done this in the past, and I must admit to you, to just, and I had no money, at least, you know, the past had given me no money. So, but in my mind, I somehow understood, why should I be ruled over by the things which come from the past? You know, my what I customarily do, my amount of money, and so on. There was money, but it was in the, you know, I couldn't get to it. It was in a complicated bank situation. So I made a decision. I said, I am an eternal soul. I have an opportunity now to see a pure devotee. This meeting might well change my entire life. Because the devotees had told me to join the temple, but I felt, we are too different. I just can't imagine to live like this. I'm very sorry. You're nice, but, you know, to live like this. Hare Krishna. So I knew I had this opportunity, and this opportunity might give me a chance, and I decided to take the opportunity, although it was against anything which I had ever done in the past. I went on the ship. I went for free. You know, I had read Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn from Mark Twain, you know, that you can go for free on a boat. So I decided, let me go for free. I hit somewhere. I remember I was... And I felt, I can't do this. I'm from such a good family. I mean, they will throw me overboard and feed me to the sharks when they find out I'm like Tom Sawyer or Huckleberry Finn, you know. It's dangerous. And I'm anyways a little fearful by my nature, a little oversensitive. But I decided I have now an opportunity. The time is now. And I will go. And I went. I remember I was in the midst of a very important discussion in the school about, I can even tell you, Herbert Marcuse, one socialist, a social psychologist, to be very frank. I mean, I even use his material nowadays. I was interested in this man's speculations and so on. But I decided, no, now, and I'm a free soul. No, I will not be conditioned by my fears, which come from the past, by my German upbringing. This is what Germans don't go for free on a boat. You know, I will just act with the moment. And this decision has totally changed my life. I'm now a monk. I can't believe it almost, you know, but it really changed my life. Now what if I would take the same principle and recognize I have now the time to be with Krishna? I can chant and I can be totally present in this moment. I will not allow my mind to go to things which are past, what he said yesterday, you know, and you know, or if I live in Berlin, I will not allow my mind to go to the way I felt yesterday, uninspired and kaput. That's how you feel in German in Berlin after some time. By the way, I don't live in Berlin. I live before Berlin. Now, I just, you know, I want to use the moment. I live now. Anything is possible, especially in relationship to chanting. I can now be with Krishna. Vijeta. This is wonderful. You must agree. You can make such a decision. Now, in order to make this decision, you need to train your mind a little, because the mind usually laments for things which didn't work well. Ah, oh, this, I feel so bad. Oh, I'm sick. I have a cold. You know, yesterday I caught it. You know, the mind usually is in the past. It means it laments. This didn't work out according to my plan. Or the mind goes where? To the future. It means it grasps for things. It desires. The word is hankers. Our mind, categorically and classically, I will say this now to our philosopher Sasha, is not accustomed to live in the present. We are just not, we conditioned souls do not live in what we actually have. We don't live in a reality. We always live in the past or in the future. This is our curse, so to say, because remember, we are influenced by the illusory energy. So this is one of the signs how you are an illusion. Yep. Manishadi. That's a nice point, isn't it? You can see that you are in Maya when you are not in the present. Because remember, the present is all what you have. the future is gone. Sorry, not gone. The past. I'm getting bewildered. The past is gone, and the future is only a mental construction. It will never be like you now dream it is. I think you had this when you thought, oh, how will the building look in which the Japa retreat takes past? And you arrive and totally different. We, Mata Yanti, please take note of this. This will change your life if you understand this. We have to learn to be in the present. But we are mostly influenced by what happened in the past, right? Our education, our upbringing, our experiences, our disappointed hopes, our, you know, and we go always along the same track, or we are thinking, oh, in the future everything will be better. Now it's hellish, but tomorrow it will be, not tomorrow, in 1 year, I will work like this. So we arrive in 1 year and we find out, oh my God, this looks exactly like it was 1 year ago. Huh? So this is so absolutely important to bring your mind to the present that I now request you to make a revolutionary experiment. Are you willing to do this? This is, I will now train your presence muscles. Your muscles which will bring you to be in the present. And I can guarantee you, your brain will scream. No, I'm not going to do this. But for one moment, give me your mind and I will do something with it. Okay? Don't worry. It sounds really dangerous. You know, give me your mind. You know, no. You should really think 1,000 times before you agree to such a proposal. I didn't mean to say it like this. I would never ask you to give me your mind. I would always ask you, please think for yourself. This is very important, this inner freedom. But please, just so. I must agree to you that one of these four, we do five exercises in a row, one of these exercises you might start to laugh uncontrollably because we are from Croatia, you know. But I request you, especially I'm looking to Krishna Jivani who sits very close, and if she starts to laugh, I will also start to laugh. Please don't laugh loud. Only do what is the exercise, okay? If you have to laugh, I mean, maybe you have to laugh, but please try to stay with the exercise. It's all right. We just wait for the devotees who come back from the past. This is such an easy, it's so simple. I learned this exercise when I was in Tibet from my Nimai. Nimai was my Sherpa, and I would discuss with Nimai up till late in the night about everything. So Krishna, I really hope it will work with you. It's the first time I do this. Please give me your full support. Yes, another person who comes from the past. We waited for you, Kripacharya. We wanted you to be here. So, okay. Please align your body in the ideal sitting position. Check your three points, your sitting bone and the area where you sit, your shoulders by just opening a little bit your chest, and your head. The head should rest over the spine. It should not be leaning forward and not too much back, just like this. I request you now to concentrate on your inhale and in your mind follow what I will tell you. For the moment, just inhale, concentrate. On the inhale, and of course, also exhale, I mean. But our concentration will be on the inhale. My dear devotees, please try to not laugh. We can laugh afterwards. We can make a laughter session if you wish, but now be Bodhidharma, please. Now your meditation will be a very simple meditation. In your mind, you should say this to yourself or be aware of what I'm saying now. It's one sentence. I inhale and know that I inhale. Whenever you inhale, try to know that you are inhale. That means perceive your inhale. Feel your inhale. Be with your inhale. Why? Because the inhale happens in the present moment, in the now. Whenever your mind goes away from this I inhale and know that I inhale, gently, not with much force, but very gently, bring it back to this very simple exercise. I inhale and I know that I inhale. We will do this a few more times and then comes the next. Now we shift our attention to our exhale. Give your exhale your full attention, please. And now it comes. I exhale and I know that I exhale. Be with your awareness in your nose. I request you to only inhale and exhale through the nose. I'm sorry, I forgot that. Perceive how you exhale. Be aware of your exhale. Maybe you discover that one of your nostrils is freer than the other. Means it goes easier. Very good. Now we will go to the third exercise. Whenever you inhale, please mentally say to yourself, I inhale and know that I inhale. And then on the next exhale, which follows the inhale, repeat to yourself, I exhale and I know that I exhale. So you are present in the moment continuously. You're not going anywhere else, and if it happens, absolutely no problem, but bring it back to your breathing. Please keep the good posture. I inhale and know that I inhale. I exhale and know that I exhale. It seems to me that some of you find it easier to be present during your inhalation, and they find it more difficult to be present during your exhalation. But please give it your best to be present in both the inhalation and the exhalation. Your mind will try to influence you and say, well, when is something new coming? This is old stuff now. I know. No, bring it back. I inhale and know that I inhale. I exhale and know that I exhale. Don't allow your mind to run away from the moment. Now we go to the next step. In this step you will find out how, if you tell your mind what to do at the moment, your mind will actually become your friend and cooperate with you. This time our meditation is fixed only on the inhale again, and we meditate, I inhale and become peaceful. I inhale and become peaceful. And even easier, I inhale and become peaceful in my heart. While you inhale and become peaceful in your heart, allow your shoulders to relax a little bit more. Let them hang down and relax. I inhale and become peaceful. Now we will go one step further. We concentrate on our exhale and give our mind and body something to do. I inhale and become peaceful. I exhale and smile. I exhale and smile. No one is looking at you, so you please smile when you exhale. I inhale and become peaceful. I exhale and smile. You have very photogenic smiles. I inhale and become peaceful. And I exhale. Even though you feel good humor rising in your heart, please continue to be with your breathing. If you want, you can laugh a little bit. I also had to work very, I really had to really be very, but you had such beautiful smiles and laughter. With tears and very peaceful, no? And thank you, Krishna Jivani. You were the most controlled yogini. Everything is possible. Thank you. So I admit this with a smile is very good, and it makes such a good atmosphere. Even Ranga Devi, this is the first time I see you smile since 4 weeks. Wonderful. It works, isn't it? It brings you into the presence, this meditation. I, especially the first, I inhale and know that I inhale, and I exhale and I know that I exhale. Now, the Asiatic people know that if you can just smile, you will have a good life and you will make the right decisions and not be mental and depressive. That's why they always smile. They know it's the best apotheker, and it helps you to be successful. So, and whatever you do, if you are just happy, this happiness shakes off all the difficulties. So I recommend you to use this meditation as something which will help you against sadness and against, you know, thinking this is not possible, or against, I don't know, depression or whatever. It will be very, very good for you. So, I would now like to make an experiment with you. It's only for 5 more minutes. This all prepares us for tomorrow. Tomorrow we will really go into this much, much deeper. I would like to request you to rise, and then I will give you further instructions.
Could you just please try to reach high, as if there are,
how do we say, apples on the tree or peaches, which and you can't really, you know, you have to reach higher. You, Mahajwala, you don't have an apple as of yet. You're not reaching high enough. Or smoke, if you like more smoke. Yeah. So, yes. So now, I would like to request you to do one thing, to just walk around in the room, and whenever I ring a bell, at that time, I request you to just stop whatever you're doing, I mean, stop your walking, and turn towards the altar. No, that is difficult. That's difficult. That will bring too much movement. But you should just walk. And when you hear the bell, you should just stop and breathe in with this meditation. I'm breathing in and I know, I inhale and I know I inhale, and I exhale, and I know I exhale. My dear devotees, I request you to trust me. I'm leading you to something very profound and very deep. At the moment, I can't tell you, but please give yourself to this. Now, as you walk, I request you to walk in a special way. There is a verse in our scriptures which says how we should walk. Samudra vasane devi parvata stana mandite Vishnu patni namastubhyam padashpa sakshamasvame. The verse says, O Mother Earth, you are the wife of Lord Vishnu. You are the residence of the oceans. You are decorated with mountains. I offer my humble obeisances to you. Please forgive the touch of my foot upon you. This is a mantra which Brahmanas chant when they get in the morning out of bed. Isn't that wonderful? Before they step with a foot on the earth, they chant this mantra, Samudra Vasane Devi Pavata Stana Mandite Vishnu Patni Namastupyam Padaspashakshamasvame. O Mother Earth, I offer my humble obeisances to you. Please forgive the touch of my foot upon you. I mean, you wouldn't touch someone who is respectable with a foot. I mean, that's really the greatest offense, you know, to just kick someone with a foot. It's not done, you know. If anyone would do this to anyone here, that would be considered quite offensive. No? So please walk in silence, no talk, and also you should not have you know, interesting eye contacts. You just walk and you wait for this, for the sound. The sound will be like this. Oops, I'm sorry, Shida. This sound. And then you just please stop and meditate. I inhale and I know that I inhale. I exhale and I know that I exhale. So that this is possible, please walk a little bit without making eye contact to anyone. We want to have a music for this. Is it possible? You know how to put the music? I inhale and I know that I inhale. I exhale and I know that I exhale. When you hear the second time the bell, it means please continue. You should watch your steps, go in a respectful way. The mantra says, O Mother Earth, I offer my humble obeisances to you. Please forgive the touch of my foot upon you. I inhale and I know that I inhale. I exhale and know that I exhale. Be aware of each step which you do. Left is a left step. When you use your right foot, it's... Oops. But don't fall on the ground. Please feel the ground on the left foot. I would recommend to walk slowly, not as if you have to go to a Mangalartik. The idea is to be totally aware of your steps, huh? Maybe it's easiest if we all go with our right to the wall and we just go in one big circle. I think then we don't have to be afraid of bumping into someone. Someone is chanting, and he should not be chanting at this time. Just concentrate on your breathing. All your attention goes to your feet as they touch the earth. Now all your attention goes inside into your inhale and exhale. Your mind is not in the present. Some of you think, what am I doing here? Please, be with your steps, with the moment. The idea is to be with the moment. Be aware of your breathing. Thank you. And now, please find your sitting place. The exercise is over. Hare Krishna. So, what was this all about? This was about bringing our mind into the present, into what we are doing at this moment. This was walking in this case, and at other times breathing. There was once a saint who lived 120 years, just recently. And I decided to visit him. He was in India. It was a bridge Parsi. And I said, how did you become so old? And he said to me, when I was eating prasadam, I was concentrating on eating prasadam. When I read the scriptures, I was just with the scriptures. When I talked, I was only talking. This is how to live, Prabhus. Nowadays, you find people don't even know what they talk. You ask them, "What did you say?" They work, and then the television is running on one corner. Have you seen? Music is going. Or they're together with one person and they think already of the next meeting with the other person. They're not there. This means people unlearn to live their life. They are not in the presence. And this is the main problem in chanting Hare Krishna. You're chanting, but you are not there when you chant. You speak the names, but you are not there with your mind. You are sitting down in your apartment, but in your mind you're in America. Psychologists say that this is the main problem of the 20th century, that people are, it's called multitasking. There's too much to do, and they are never present in what they do until they live only on a shallow level of reality, and they don't get anything out of their life. I would like to say, my dear devotees and my dear friends and my dear skeptics, this is the main problem in your chanting. We can call the problem inattentive chanting, difficulties in concentration. We can give it many, many names. But the real problem is you have lost the art of living in the presence. It is taken away by modern civilization, by the modern fast lifestyle, by the hectic of the three gunas, the passionate atmosphere in which you grow, the insecurities which come from your influences of the mode of tama gun. The mind basically steals you of all your opportunities, also in spiritual life. Therefore, you know, as we were walking, I felt we were in a hospital. It looks so, you know, this, who is a nurse here? It's called, yes, our Dulce Priya. This, you know, when someone is, had been for a long time in bed, and he walks for the first time slowly and very consciously. Wow, I'm living. I'm stepping on my left foot. Pow! I'm living. I'm stepping on my right foot. What is it called? Recuperation? Or there is another word. There are clinics for this. Rehabilitation. Thank you. Rehabilitation. You know what this is. This, you know, this simple exercise of connecting to the presence. I'm sitting. I'm through the breathing to go into the presence. It will save your spiritual life and even your material life. While you eat, you will not do a million things. You will eat and then you will know, oh my God, now it's a good time to stop. I'm eating, but I'm already full. You will notice that. If you talk, you don't notice when you're full and you become an elephant in your old age. Extra kilos, some extra kilos. Well, or when you are learning to be there when you talk, you know, oh my God, now I'm talking about something which I really don't mean. I'm just talking. Therefore, I always say, when I'm with my friends, I say, let us say something better than silence. Let us not just talk and talk our life away and talk our reality, our chances away. No? Give your best in what you do. So I would now like, as a preparation for tomorrow, where we will hear a lot about this, I would like to close this session with two things. One thing very beautiful, that I will, it said, Madhuyam Samapayet, end with a sweet. I will end with a sweet. Now this is also a sweet, but I have a super sweet in just after this exercise, 3 minutes, I guess. I would now like to chant with you in the way which you have learned. We will chant in one voice, and our meditation is simply this. I'm chanting and I'm present in my chanting. In case you want to know the mantra which we chant, so that you can be present. I request maybe Banu Nandini, you I think have done this, to put the mantra on this sign. I highly recommend this. Actually, we should do this. We should, while we chant, look at the names of this mantra, and you will see it's as if you chant the Hare Krishna mantra for the first time. I know we know the Hare Krishna mantra, but do we pay attention as we chant it? Do we pay attention to Hare when we are in the Hare chanting? Do we pay attention to Rama when we are chanting Rama? It's a good question, isn't it, Nityananda Kari? Do we pay attention to when we say Hare Krishna? Mm-hmm. It seems to be a delicate act. Dobro. You're a genius, Mathura Nanda Banu Nandini. Malalevo or? Levo means left and Desno means right and Pravda means straight. So I request you now, we will chant a little slower than normal, I will do this once, and we will be with Hare. First you can look, just to make sure that the mind gets it, but then it's better if you just only hear, okay? But if you lose it, it helps you tremendously to fix your mind on, or to fix your eyes on this. I want to tell you why it's so important to look. If I try to speak while I move my eyes, I really can't. What should I say now? Oh, I don't really know what to say. Yes, we speak about what was the name? Now I stop moving my eyes. And I can start to speak normally. If your eyes go all over the place, you just can't concentrate. Do you know this? Would you like to try? Why don't you try when you talk to someone and you go like, he will get crazy and you will get crazy. So when you need some help to fix your eyes, please do it on the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is not the classical Traktak meditation, which we also do, and it's meant to bring your mind to the Hare Krishna Mantra. I will now chant alone for one mantra. One moment. Oh, that's too deep. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And let us do this wonderful meditation of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. I bring my mind to the moon-like face of Lord Krishna. His locks of hair are shining. He has beautiful eyebrows. And from his smile, pours a rain of nectar in the form of his sweet, merciful glances. O mind, meditate about the smile of Krishna, which pours a rain of nectar in the form of his sweet, merciful glances. I inhale and know I live. I exhale and smile back to Krishna. Hare Krishna. It's such a peaceful energy in the room. My dear devotees, this is really deep. This is something we can think about and apply in our life. I have tried to concentrate my mind and found it's very, very difficult at times. But I have tried to live in the presence and I found it's wonderful. So let me now ask if you have any questions in regards to this. It's good if we talk about it because tomorrow we will go into this exercise which we call One Mantra. It's a very powerful exercise. There's Krishna Jivani and Mathura Nanda. Have questions? Okay. Yes?
Like that. So, as I see it, it's very much a matter of taste.
Yes. Have you all understood this very good question of Krishna Jivani? Should I repeat it again? I find it very easy to live in the present when the activity or the environment is interesting. But if it's dull, then I want to run away from the moment. I want to be somewhere else. So is it a question of taste, if we can live in the moment, or is there something else? I would say, yes, it is definitely a question of taste, but you can find that every moment is tasteful when you are connecting it with Krishna, Krishna Jivani. When you are in Krishna consciousness, every moment is something else. When you are in ordinary consciousness, you see things in an ordinary way. But if you go to what is called the Tattva Vichar, the first was Apara Vichar. Para? Yeah, no, para, apara vichar. But if you go to the tattva vichar and connect Krishna with the moment, it's something else. It becomes actually the moment for you becomes something else. There's Krishna and there is the moment. You can do now something with this moment and do it as a service for Krishna. I was once very, very, very delighted when I cultivated an opera singer who was very intelligent, was a Mataji, very spiritual, and then the Mataji did some take one do. You know, there was an incident in the parking house, and she did not know how to defend herself. It was not bad. I mean, it was a humiliating incident, but it was not the worst things which you can imagine. And then she asked what she should do, and I suggested, because she looked so extraordinary beautiful. I mean, in any room she came, the whole room just looked to her. I noticed that, and I said, why don't you learn a little taekwondo? This is my taekwondo is a little like karate. And then she came back and said, it's so boring to do taekwondo. I like to sing and... That's not my... Then I said, why don't you do taekwondo for Krishna? It was just an idea to say it like this. I was a young devotee. I thought, this person is turning for spiritual advice, so let me try to help. And then I met her a week later, and I asked, so how is your boring taekwondo? This is nice, I'm doing it for Krishna. So if you can, so from there I learned that if this, she was a beginner on the path of Krishna consciousness, she's still practicing, a very extraordinary spiritual person. I learned if you can do, I have not done taekwondo for Krishna, but if she somehow got it in her mind that it's for Krishna, an offering for Krishna. And then it's nice, then it's different. I once was in a martial arts contest in Belgrade. And Krishna Jivani, that was the ultimate fight. And I said, I really don't want to see this, because they see some blood also and all. And you know, it was really a rough atmosphere, really like tense and an anxiety. Two guys had to be carried away, you know, from the field. There was a Russian fighter, and he was just so brutal with everyone, and he was so skilled in what he did. I really thought I should go. But then the devotee said, no, wait until Bali comes. Bali Sat Achar and everyone. So I said, how much longer, really? I can do many things, but this is not my place, you know. It's too violent, too aggressive. No, it will come soon. So I just didn't look any longer and chanted. All of a sudden I heard conch shells. Everything looked so bad, better. And then Bali and his troop, Bali Sadachai is a devotee of Krishna, very nice devotee and determined devotee, did his thing. And it was also, I mean, they came from ropes down from the ceiling, you know, the ninjas are coming, watch out, and so on. And they jumped over 20 people, you know, and a sword, you know, one flew over the sword and almost lost his pants, you know, and so on. But the whole energy was different. They did it for in some Bali preaches some Krishna consciousness, and they do it in a friendly way. So try to bring Krishna in every aspect of your life, and it will be a different atmosphere. I have seen this. You know, I am very much bored by people. you know, when they come and again the same question. And it was explained to you in 50 lectures, you know. Do we have to say it again for you? And I'm really, how long do I have to do this? You know, this is, my personality is like this. I, always something new, new people, interesting people, and it's a conditioning. But since I have tried to become a preacher, I'm trying to see it differently. I have to help this person. I have to uplift this person. I have to just maybe listen to this person for Krishna. For Krishna's service I do. And then I can do also discussions which I usually from my type of personality would not engage in. I can do it. And no one knows. And I like to do it even. Bring Krishna, bring the Krishna Sun in your moment. Bring Krishna in every single second of your life. Try this. I mean, you will fail it takes time, you know, 10 years, 20 years to become a, but start now already and then it could come up. What is boring? To wash the plates maybe. Or to put the house in order. I can imagine this is boring for Krishna ji when he and why is my husband, why does he always leave his pants when he dresses in the dhoti, and you know, again, in the same, I'm helping and he has his other strong sides, maybe not so much the order in the house. I'm helping him. He's a nice devotee of Krishna, trying to be a devotee of Krishna, helping. Like this, you know, something like this. I guarantee you, it will change the moments. Maturananda, may I park your question for tomorrow? Is it all right? Because we have 20 minutes before 7 and you should have a little pause. It's only, usually we start at 7, but I think this evening pause is very important because you need to digest this, what you have heard. Please come back 10 minutes after 7. We will hear the second part of how Krishna met Radharani, or how Radharani meets Krishna. It's really beautiful and very sweet. Please be here in time. Hare Krishna.